hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Tuesday, the 8th day of July, 2008. We're waiting for Bob Chapman to come up. Robbie Noel is on vacation this week. Very interesting. I'm watching the news media this morning, and, of course, Ben Bernanke spoke and didn't say much of anything. Long, drawn-out, Greenspan-style of presentation. But it was very interesting. He said basically nothing. Now, you can expect these wild swings in the stock market, but keep in mind something, that it's going to continue to drop. And I'll get into that also during the course of this program. Christopher Cox, the Security Exchange Commission guy, he gets up there and says, well, you know, there was just ratings houses out there that, well, they violated their own tenants and their own guidelines and safety measures, and well, we've been monitoring the situation for 10 months and we've got some new guidelines, and we're going to keep a closer eye on how all these CDOs and these SIVs and, well, just all this junk was floated out there in the markets. They've been monitoring it for 10 months. And I'll go back to what I originally said back in 2000 under the Clinton administration, believe it or not even George Bush. No, it was Billy Clinton's administration. Appropriations bill, they slipped the little rider on there that basically deregulated everything. Now, we only have to go back. We can go back to less than 100 years to find out where the real problems in this country started. And out of the old Hegelian dialectic, or we'll give you the problem, and we'll just demonstrate how bad it is, and then here's our solution. We need to run with it for, well, the measure of saving us all. And how this country was absolutely flipped toward communism during the Great Depression, and we have not come out of it since. Oh, and by the way, the international bankster gangsters and their member banks that they created inside this country back in 1913, that was the real wedge in this country that basically started it all. See, because when you have crises, folks, we have to have crisis management. And even though we never had a game plan for this before, well, we've got one now. You know, it was interesting. I said that on the History Channel several weeks ago, I watched a special two-hour presentation on Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and I'd never seen this clip of him before. But there was actually a clip where he was denouncing the fact that people were calling him a socialist or a communist, and, well, it's just extraordinary times, and we've got to take extraordinary measures. Well, that they did. They certainly did that. And we were flipped to communism, or the basic tenets of communism, with the funny money people in firm grasp and in charge of this nation's economy, and, well, consequently, the politicians and everybody else. We'll take this break, hoping to hear from Bob Chapman here in a minute or two. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Still waiting for Mr. Chapman to show up. Hope nothing happened to him. I didn't get his international forecaster today. And he never misses a show. At any rate, we will endeavor to pursue here on the broadcast today. A word about your bottom. Okay, here we are in the morning of July 8th, a date that was popping out of the predictive linguistics and the Astriocon work as potentially significant, at least short term. As events have turned out, the price of gold has taken a good thwacking, no doubt because the happy talk around a G8 meeting. We'll get around to that in a moment, as well as the reports that GM may be close to a breakthrough on electric cars. I think I can remember General Motors coming out with an electric car before, and for some reason, they weren't sold to the general public. They were given or sold to lease companies, and then they were promptly brought back in, and they were destroyed. This was out in California. At any rate, so maybe that part of the Dow will not be wiped out from the books this year. Of course, General Motors came out a couple of weeks ago, and just out of the blue, said, hey, bankruptcy? We're not filing bankruptcy. There's been a lot of speculation on Wall Street as to what is happening with General Motors. Some are saying that, they got enough cash. They've got enough infrastructure. You know, if they've got to sell off or part and parcel something out, that, You know, even if they have to deduct earnings from their shares or whatever they have to do, General Motors will survive. I don't see how. How is it that any auto company in this country, now I'm of two minds on this deal, mind you, because I saw General Motors from the inside. Most people, they're only aware of General Motors through news, or maybe they drove one of their products, a Buick or an Oldsmobile or a Chevrolet or a Cadillac or what have you. That's as close as people got to the inside of General Motors, maybe going to their dealership where they purchased their cars to get something fixed on the thing that, if engineered properly, shouldn't have needed fixed. But at any rate, I saw General Motors from the inside out, and they were a manufacturing company. Keep in mind that General Motors made everything, just about everything that they needed. They either owned the subsidiaries that would supply the parts, or they made them themselves, and most of the parts were manufactured. Engines, transmissions, Delphi, which used to be, I think, New Departure at one time, used to supply their electronics and all that other stuff. So everything was kept in-house, and they made everything. I think they made everything except the tires. Of course, they would contract out with various rubber manufacturers to supply their tires. There were a few suppliers that were outside so-called vendors. And for years and years and years, for General Motors, there was once American Motors Corporation. Hell, there was even Hudson before that. But they managed somehow to produce transportation that people bought. You remember the days, folks, that, well, come September, you could get down to the local showroom and see the new model. It was a big to-do. Now they've got mid-year, quarter-year releases. They'll just pull cars off of the drawing board and put them in the manufacturer, and they'll just show up. But there was something else that happened here. And the shock came back during the, how should we say, the staged oil embargo of 1973, and we saw a lot of interesting things going on, but suffice it to say, companies like General Motors and Chrysler were caught pretty flat-footed. Then we roll around to 1979, economy turns down, people can't afford, they come out with X-body cars and K-cars, and what an engineering piece of garbage. Do you see any K-cars running around on the roads anymore? How about a Chevy Citation? Do you see any of those around? Funny thing about those cars, all the belts would slip off because they had oil leaks in the engines. It was their first foray into front-wheel drive. Aside, I never could figure out this, how the Oldsmobile Toronado had front-wheel drive, and those things would chug along like tanks, and they came out years before. But never mind that. The technology was there. Auto companies just seem to ignore them. Well, they got caught flat-footed because all these cheap little imports are coming into the country from Japan. Nobody really bothered that much with them because the price of gas was still low. And why should I buy a piece of foreign junk when I can buy a good old Chevy or a Ford? Well, in one respect, it slapped the American auto manufacturers right between the eyes in this country. Because all of a sudden, the people that we used to laugh at, remember the people we dropped the bombs on in Nagasaki, Hiroshima? What were those people called? Oh, Japanese. Yeah, it was a big joke during the 50s and the 60s. Japanese, all they produce is junk. When they started making motorcycles, and then they started making cars. And they were coming into the country, you know, a little here, a little there. I've got to tell you something, folks. The little motorcycles that first hit this country, these things were as made as well as Swiss watches. They ran forever, and they were very miserly on gas. But again, you know, the impetus was just for sport, a little fun transportation rather than a necessity that I had to go out and get one of these things to survive. Remember the first Hondas that showed up in the country? They looked like little bread boxes. Well, they started producing better cars. During the 80s and into the 90s, Honda basically took over the import market into this country. But that wasn't good enough. Then we allowed them to come in and, well, have their plants inside this country. We've got Nissan, we've got Toyota, we've got Honda. We've got anybody that wants to set up an auto plant in this country. Well, you can come over here and build cars. Great. And admittedly, a lot of these cars are still better than some of the stuff GM is making. I've made the suggestion General Motors needs to go back and rip apart, a 2003 Mazda 6. And even though that technology is how many years old? 2003, let me see, five, maybe six model years old. Tear it apart, just duplicate it and manufacture it. It'd probably be better than anything that you're building right now. So in some respect, these people deserved what they got. But on the other hand, well, I work for Toyota. It's a foreign car, but it's made here in America and it supplies American jobs. I just read an article the other day from a guy that, I think down in Louisiana, works for a Nissan parts supplier. The guy makes $7 an hour. And the story went that he had to work a day and a half of that work week just to buy gas to get to his $7 an hour job. And where is the money? Well, the money from Nissan and Honda and Toyota, these are foreign corporations. Where does the profit go? Back to their home countries. Now, it is true that they do provide some jobs of which people take their paychecks, itty-bitty paychecks as to the standards that people are used to making in the auto companies, but nevertheless, jobs. And that money goes back into the communities. Well, the communities are dying on the vine. Folks, I just went on a 2,700-mile trip that I saw many towns that were non-existent, just simply dried up and blew away. And they used to be centered around agriculture. Well, there's no privately owned farms anymore. So why do we need towns? We just have a corporate headquarters, and we've got people to go out there and work that land and sell us their product, and what the hell do we need with communities anymore, separate farming or anything like that? It has all been corporatized. So getting back to the issue here of General Motors, should they go bankrupt? Should they be told that, you know what, it was a good run for as many years as you were building cars, but you know what, we're internationalized now. We have foreign car corporations. They can provide us with the transportation. They can provide us with the good-paying jobs. I cite the union as well as management. As I said, General Motors used to build everything in-house, but they got sloppy. They got real damn sloppy. They had the ability to overcapacity for production, and they needed it because, well, they made so much junk components to build their cars. They had the capacity to probably build three times over with the amount of production. Most of it sometimes was junk. Like I said, I sat there and I watched it being built. And rather than ownership and management of the company working more closely with the United Auto Workers, and United Auto Workers not protecting jobs and people that they should not have been protecting, I was always of the opinion you did a job, you showed up to do the damn job, and you did it the best of your ability. If that wasn't good enough, well, then that was management's decision to do something from there on out. But these were good-paying jobs, ladies and gentlemen, that entire townships and counties, cities, depended on. It was a money-generating thing. Not so much anymore. Is General Motors going to go bankrupt? I would make this prediction. Yeah, I think they are. I think they'll be bought out by somebody that has more money than what General Motors does. And I'm not totally convinced that this has just been a series of bad decisions made over the years. I mean, why in the hell do you have to be retaught how to build a car when you were one of the first people around that were building the cars in the first place? Did the Japanese have auto companies? No, they looked at America. They didn't have the industrial base. They didn't have the technology to build cars that were competitive with the United States. But given enough time, they learned how to do it. And in many cases, did it better than we could. But was there an ongoing program to bring these corporations down, the American corporations, to try to, well, globalize them a little bit? Well, I'll leave that to you and your judgment. We'll take calls at 800-313-9443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, here's what Chevrolet or General Motors decided to do. The arrival of the Chevy Volt in showrooms in September can be interpreted, well, in two different ways. On one hand, it's a darn good thing that the engineers have actually something that might make sense. We'll have a better handle of what the final specs when they came out. Or the other way to interpret it is that the Volt is a sideshow to change the focus away from an underlying financial condition at GM. Now, I don't particularly much care one way or the other, although I've been in the market for a 40 to 50 mile per gallon American-made car for what seems like forever. More hybrids, I guess we can do the hybrid thing. But here's the other problem with an electric car. Electricity is a commodity. What is going through the roof? What the heck does it matter whether you put gasoline in a car that's overpriced or electricity that's overpriced? I guess you can maybe feel good that you're driving an electric motor around on rubber wheels, that you're not polluting the environment, but well, wait a minute, how's the electricity produced and what is it costing you? Now, the timing also is likely a response to the recent increases in the price of oil, although oil, not to mention the gold and silver and a host of other commodities, have fallen while the G8 is underway with and the world waits with bated breath for more about the Iranian nuclear standoff. But GM and oil are not the whole story by any stretch. as we survey the economy and wonder what just lays ahead. I've been watching the financial news services. They're being a little bit more honest with people. They're going to have to, finally, because the economy is faltering, and that is a kind word. Nobody knows exactly how bad this is going to get. At least that's what they're saying. We can maybe see the bottom of the subprime, but okay, you see the bottom of the subprime, you fall through that floor, and then you're lost in the abyss of the, oh, that's right, the derivatives, the hedge funds, the SIVs, the CDOs, and all the other toxic sludge, as Mr. Chapman puts it, that's floating around the globe. This is what's got them real, real nervous. This is why I'm starting to see stories about they don't know how many bank foreclosures there's going to be. They just know there's going to be bank foreclosures. And if you listen to the program yesterday, when I ran through the history of what happened during the first Great Depression, well, this is going to make the Great Depression look puny. What's a better word than great? Spectacular? Insurmountable? I don't know. Come up with your own adjective. This is going to make 1929 look like a cakewalk because the only thing that happened in 29, going on 11 years until, well, the bankers and associated paid-off politicians figured out a way to make money, hey, let's go to war. Whereas the banks finance both sides, and who gives a damn who the good guys and the bad guys are, there's a profit to be made. In somewhat a lesser or greater degree of what we're seeing with Dick Cheney, Halliburton, Iraq, and, well, the saber rattling over Iran and basically the entire Middle East. If we don't have a boogeyman, we'll invent it. Trillions of dollars being wasted, money we do not have, financing a war that is not a war, that can't be won, but that doesn't make any difference to these politicians in Washington, D.C. You are the exclusionary or the forgotten factor, folks. You, the people that did the sweating, the living, the dying in the communities over the years, over the decades in this country, you're irrelevant. You have just become a taxpayer or a consumer. You're an entry on somebody's ledger. And that's how important that you are. We've demonstrated the entire planet how we feel about human life. What the heck makes you think that these people who make the decision to mow over a country and kill a million people have any regard for you? Well, on the docket, we got an Uncle Ben speech, the G8 endorsing cutting emissions by half by 2050. And don't think for a moment that that does not include their carbon tax, their carbon credits. Everybody's going to be penalized and paying more and more until some enterprising individual comes out with new energy sources. But don't worry, they'll figure out how to tax and regulate that as well. And watch water, that's the next oil. That's the next bubble that'll be out there literally floating. Now, it's going to get really strange, folks. As I've indicated earlier, it's going to get really weird because we're in a transition period in this country from a period that we knew, or at least we thought we knew what we were doing. We would go about doing it every day, and it seemed to work pretty well. You know, little things like manufacturing things, people working, buying houses, durable goods. We're not an agricultural society anymore. Back in 1929, over 30% of this country was directly tied to agriculture. That has changed. Just ask the agricorps out there that now own just about all the farming in the country. And it was by no accident, folks, that during the 70s and the 80s, that, well, we just had all kinds of money just to loan to farmers so they could upgrade their equipment and everything else. And, well, things got manipulated and regulated, and pretty soon the farmer that farmed the generational land that they had found themselves sitting out on the roadside after the auction. And after the last piece of the farming equipment, their home, everything that they owned, was sold off. It's been a rigged game. 800-313-9440.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, and I have Bob Chapman. Bob, are you there?
I see you, brother.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Pretty good. Well, we had our DSL go down, and it just came up.
Oh, well, hey, timing.
That's what happens when you're in the third world.
I've heard talk that some people want to move to that third world, and for the life of me, Bob, unless somebody didn't have to, I wouldn't know why they would want to. But that's
everybody is different, and that's what makes the world. That's what makes life what it is.
I was just going over some information about. I don't know if you caught this today. I was talking about Christopher Cox, the secretary. I'm sorry, the Security and Exchange Commission chairman, talking about. We've been investigating these ratings houses like Moody's and S&P, and well, we've been monitoring this for 10 months, and well, we've got some regulatory changes we're going to make, and that all these CDOs and these SIVs and all this toxic sludge, as you like to call it, was floated around the planet, that, well, we're looking into the possibility that they might have been violated their own internal regulations. Now, does that sound like a bunch of doublespeak to you?
Sure. They don't want to put them all in jail is what it amounts to, because they're all in the same club. They're all Illuminati. In fact, the man that used to run S&P, his daughter was engaged to my son. And so I know him quite well, and I never let him know that I knew who he was and what he was up to and why he had his job. That's the way those kind of things work, as you well know. And so they're not going to do anything. They're not going to pursue anybody. And if you notice today, we had Bernanke and Paulson and Jamie Dimon, who quite frankly I could hardly understand. He's got such a New York accent, and I haven't lived in New York for 50 years. And I had a hard time deciphering what he was saying. But they all said that the problems are solved and everything's going to be okay. And like a dime had been dropped 1.5 hours prior to close of the markets, that's the general markets, the Dow, which was up about 30 points, accelerated, and the plunge protection team was in there with all of their Illuminous buddies on Wall Street, and they closed the thing up 152, and the S&P was up the equivalent of 192, and NASDAQ was up the equivalent of 307 points. These are Dow points, which I can convert. And at the same time, all day long, they pounded the other currencies, pounded the commodities. They had oil down over $5, $5.33 to be exact. And you know, they took the price of gold and silver down slightly. And this is the kind of manipulation you get all the time. And they are very, very desperate. And the dollar is not rallying. They've got every central bank out there trying to rally the dollar for no other reason. 64% of their reserves, on average, are in dollars. And so if the dollar goes from, say, 72, 73, where it's at, down to 50, 55, they're going to take some horrendous losses. And another thing, too, is that no matter what they do, the dollar is going to go down. They can't stop it because there's too many people with dollars who aren't in on their deal. And the dollar, when it goes down, will force them, the central banks, to come up with a basket of currencies or another currency as a reserve currency. And it's going to be all sorts of chaos. And on top of it, half of the banks and other financial institutions in the United States are bankrupt. And they're playing this game of propagandizing and like they did today, misdirection, lying to the public, and they do it periodically, and now they have to do it every week, actually, to keep the markets from collapsing. You know, world stock markets, just this year, that's the first 6 months of the year, lost $11 trillion, and most people don't know that. I mean, Shanghai's down 50% and on. Most of the markets are down around 20%. And it's in this issue that I'm coming out with tomorrow if Adia Zelk stays up. And I explain, you know, the effect that's going to have. Another thing, talking about Cox and the SEC, is that they want to allow foreign brokers to do business with high value American investors from overseas and work by the rules within their own country. And this is a disaster because the buyer has no recourse except in a court in a foreign land, and they'll tell them to take a hike. And the regulatory frameworks, and even in Western Europe, are 20% as stringent as they are in the United States. And this is another disaster waiting to happen. What they want to do is interconnect all the world markets and then have one market so they can control everything.
Well, and, you know, Bob, I went through this. We'll get to your calls here in a second, folks, 800-313-9443. Yesterday, I went through for about an hour reading the history, past, and perspective on the Great Depression and what that fostered in this country, the Emergency Banking Act that Roosevelt moved to bring agriculture under the federal umbrella, the Agricultural Adjustment Administration, the NRA, which is not the National Rifle Association, that was a National Recovery Administration. And this brought in all sorts of these so-called reforms. Now, what happened, it provided the pretext for repudiating sound money, empowering secretive international financial elites, establishing the federal government's stranglehold on the agriculture, and in general imposing a regime on industry controls that mirrored the so-called, as I said, reforms of fascist and socialist regimes in the old world. Now, the Great Depression, it's an unhappy legacy of that time, but it still persists today. However, most Americans take the revolutionary fruits of the time for granted. We got now Bob fiat money, Social Security, federal welfare programs, farm subsidies, federal intervention in housing, which you're seeing right now, another wealth distribution thing because they got to borrow the money from the Fed and we're on the hook for it. They got into education, finance, and numerous other economic sectors. I mean, even down to your self-protection, the federal firearms laws, and, well, the opinion of the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, it was narrowly passed, but you just watch what the states and various cities are going to do with that. They're not going to stop. But this came out of, and Bob, you know me, and I've said this. Now, on one hand, we have overzealous government in the guise of protecting us and a president, arm-twisting Congress, and many in Congress are bought off and sold. I wouldn't even call them good street whores. But, yes, we have Homeland Security, one and two. We have policing powers we didn't have before. But when you look on the other side of that coin, it's still the same coin. What we have here is liberty and everything gone because financially we are controlled. And to roll us into this global union that they so desperately want to do, and who the power boys behind that and who the brain trust was, always has been, and until they're busted up in little smithereens, always will be, the puppet masters behind the scenes pulling the strings. There's your global order of things. It's the bankers right at the core. And until such time, Bob, that people start to understand this, yeah, it's going to be a natural occurrence that in countries that were once free, we're going to have police state. This is nothing new. They've been doing it for a long time. And rather than keep whacking at these branches, we need to go to the root of the problem in this country. And how much crime and corruption and people that are bought off. I mean, my God, it's just incredible. And I would suffice to say, if we didn't have the Federal Reserve and the IRS and this Great Depression, of which we had to mold everybody into a socialist or a communist in this country, this would be a different, totally different America today.
Well, I think at the nexus of all this is the Federal Reserve, which you do too. And if we can change that, then we can find a way out. Painful, but we can find a way out. But I'm afraid we're not reaching enough people, and I'm afraid that we're going to have a depression, and I think finally that'll wake people up. And it's a terrible way to have to do it, but I think that's the way things are headed. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we have to stop doing what we're doing, because we're providing a very useful service to people, because the radiation is there. People are talking to people. I get letters every day from people that we never talk about in the publication nor on the radio that say, you know, I got one this morning. My uncle, I think it was, who worked for some giant corporation, has 2 years ago switched all his assets into gold, and that's because he was listening to this program and talked to him about it, and the gentleman believed in the process that we've been seeing for the last 7 or 8 years and made the switch. And so we are gaining albeit slowly, unfortunately. And but the general public, probably 45% of the people, they just don't get it.
No, they don't get it, and that was evidenced. I was just up in Sturgis, South Dakota. And I relate to those people. I said, remember Ron Paul being on the stage initially with every other politician was vying for the GOP spot to become president? I said, generally, if somebody else is making a good point, they'll drop their head, they'll make some notes, pretend like they're halfway listening, but they won't acknowledge by addressing the person by looking at them. That's what happens during these debates. And they were all lined up. And somebody did a three-quarter shot of the stage. When Ron Paul was speaking, every one of those faces were turned to that man because, well, for two reasons. One, they were scared the death of him because, quite frankly, he outlasted every other one of them. I mean, Giuliani went by the wayside. Mitt Romney went by the wayside. People said, no, we don't want that guy. We don't want that guy. Given fair airtime for Ron Paul to keep bringing his message forth with the core problems of this country, I dare say we'd be looking at this crippled up old man, this 72-year-old guy. Age is not a factor here, but the guy is a bumbling fool with no more regard for this country and its constitution than he has ability to run it. And this is highly disturbing. But on the other hand, then you have a Barack Obama that has been steeped in communism and socialism. This guy changed. You know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt could have said that. As a matter of fact, he did. We're going to have change. Yeah, well, he changed things. But folks, look back in the window of history just recently passed. Was it the right decision? No. Many of the things that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did several years later, the Supreme Court struck down, but they were just reinvented and reinstalled. It was like blowing off the old tape and plugging it back in. And we have never, Bob, recovered from 1929, ever. We just had a little joyride for a while longer. They gave us credit to spend ourselves into a hole and hawk ourselves not even in the foreseeable future, the future that we couldn't even imagine. And here we sit today with the bought-off politicians and a lot of pissed-off people, but they don't even know why they're pissed off. They don't know the real and the core reasons. You hit it before. Not enough people know what's going on. They don't know where the root problems came from. They don't even know who to blame, Bob. They're just angry.
Well, that's true, because if you don't know, you don't know who to blame. But I think you're making a very good point here, which you wouldn't normally do yourself. But I think, you know, people have got to realize out there who are listening that you've got to support this network as much as you can in every way, because we want it to become stronger. And other programs as well that put out this kind of a message. It's so important.
It's more important that we do our job. Whether I'm doing it, whether the next guy is doing it, the important point here, Bob, is that information gets out. You know, I'm not the end-all, be-all of broadcasting. I mean, we've got people right here in Central Texas. Do you know that we're not airing in Central Texas today?
Why?
Well, because they don't personally like me. This is the same guy that was going to bail out of the country until I had a meeting with him. He got mad and he said, okay, fine, I'm going to stick around for 12 more months. No, you should have left a year ago. These are the sorts of games when Rome is burning. People want to walk around with little pails of gasoline to try to put out the fire. It. You're right. I think they need to be whacked and whacked hard. Unfortunately, there's going to be a whole lot of people that end up powerless without communications, or like the guy sitting in the parking lot not knowing which way to go, how to get out of Dodge. There's going to be a lot of disgruntled, dissatisfied, broken-hearted people, but that's a part and parcel of the process as well, to break the spirit of the Americans. Folks, we built this country. Have you noticed? We rolled up our sleeves. We were the ones that drove the rivets. We were the ones that dug the holes. We were the laborers that built the highways and the buildings. We built the infrastructure. We were allowed to play in Disneyland for a while, Bob, but now we can't even afford the ticket to the amusement park, so we can enjoy the fruits of our labors. It's been stolen from us.
Well, you're right, and it is rather expensive to go there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now, but the last time I went many years ago was $35, and I thought that was outrageous.
Yeah. Ron in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding, Ron.
John, after listening to you guys, I've thought of so many things to say. I was going to start out saying this part, and I say part of this GM deal, seems to me to be what I call the MBA syndrome, short-term gain. These guys want to sell huge SUVs, big fat cars, trucks with a lot of bells and whistles, but for the per-unit profit. John, they're not thinking about the long-term, and to heck with the consumer. Well, you don't make as much profit on a little bitty car.
Well, that's true. Hang on a second, because it's funny you should mention that, Ron, because I just saw something suspiciously that looked like a Ford Escort, and it's been renamed the Focus.
Okay.
I guess there is money in making small, fuel-efficient cars rather than building nothing. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Yeah, Ron, just minutes before this program, I'm driving into the network. I had to run errands. I've been gone for, seems like a long time. At any rate, I see the new Ford Focus. And now, that Ford Focus can't be making Ford a ton of money, but that is a car that is in demand, or cars like it. And if you watched what happened with the Japanese, especially with the Honda, back in the 80s, in the 90s. Okay, gas wasn't out of sight. It was a medium-priced car. It was competitive with other car lines that were manufactured in this country, at least price-wise, but quality-wise, and it still had all the bells and whistles on it. People were opting for those, and you didn't need to be struck over the head with a quality sign here. Here, buy this. This is better quality. Buyers, you know, that's for a lot of people, that's the second biggest investment they'll ever make in their life outside of their homes. So, you know, they weren't trading in the cars every year for a new model or whatever. They wanted something that was going to lay out all those dollars. They wanted to drive it for 10 years, and they did.
Right. Honda makes a good product. I've owned Honda motorcycles, and they're tough. They always start.
I'm telling you.
But anyway, there's a story from the here in Oklahoma City from the GM plant about the enterprising employees there who managed to steal some SUVs out the lot. And GM caught them but refused to prosecute because they would have had to disclose in court their actual cost of the vehicle and its manufacturer, and they refused to do it, so the guys got away with it. Besides from losing their... But also, John, one other thing. You know, I look at this war against Iran and blah, 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 and every time these guys start their state battling, the price of oil goes up, and I've watched this for a very long time, and I look at Cheney and Rumsfeld and those guys, and they learned at the knee of Richard Nixon. And Nixon learned at the knee of Eisenhower. And, you know, Eisenhower was a well-known poker player and strategist. He spent a lot of time at backwoods military bases as a young man. And he was known as an excellent poker player and bluffer. And he taught Nixon not to let anyone know what his hold card was. And if you read Nixon's books, his memoirs, and his books on geopolitics, then you look at what these guys are doing. They do a lot of bluffing and saber rattling, and there's a lot of hooking and crooking going on from what I see and driving up the price of oil.
Well, and I wanted to discuss that very subject with Bob today because you've heard Robbie Noel's contention on this point. It's because of the falling dollar. It's a lot of countries that are dumping the dollar, and I can understand that. But I think it's more on that speculative side than it is the dollar going down, because the dollar's been down for quite some time, and we've seen the price of crude oil, what, double within the last year alone. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, this can be somewhat tied to the falling dollar. But I also see the speculators in there just speculating the future contracts on this stuff, electricity, natural gas. Read a story yesterday, I don't know if you heard me, natural gas prices here are set to jump 52%. Now, folks, hold on to your heating bill or turn your thermostats way down and put on your woolies for this winter. And, you know, I'd like to explore that subject matter a little bit more. Hey, Ron, thanks for your call.
John, I watch the natural gas prices every day, and when the Anadarko Basin wells came in some time ago, we were told that there were reserves there to run the oil for 300, run the world for 300 years.
Yeah, not this world, or at least not in our lifetime.
And they're hitting new wells every day, huge reserves, and they're proving them, and every day the price of natural gas goes up.
Well, and look what they're doing up there in Anwar and Gull Island. They have to pump the natural gas back into the ground. It's trying to get out, but we're not getting it.
No, they're scamming us again.
You got it. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate your call. All right, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. 800-313-9443. We'll pick Mr. Chapman's brain a little bit more, and we'll give you the Bob Chapman special right after this.
Gold has been.